Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 17, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Plaid announces investment from MasterCard, Visa, FSS, Oracle team up for digital payments solution, Bongo, A tolls to streamline mobile payments for U.S. drivers, credit card startup Mission Lane raises $500 million MLN in financing, Tribe Payments secures Visa certification, Aussie FinTech 3Pay launches invoice finance operations, Bolero partners with TradeStream on document validation checks, Fairmoney raises VC to use mobile data for SMB loans, Metro Bank pulls back on commercial lending, Orbcare investor eyes financial mishandling as firm seeks buyer, Travelex unveils API-led B2B fintech platform Travelex Business, TD give credit cardholders app-based security controls, 65% of banks struggle with payment profitability, research, Swedish neobank PFC adds new features, Lazada partners Asia Credit to extend financing to underbanked Filipinos through e-commerce. Speed finds opportunity in B2B payments beyond accounts payable. Now let's get started. Plaid announces investment from MasterCard, Visa. Plaid has revealed that MasterCard and Visa participated in its $250 million Series C investment in December 2018. According to TechCrunch, the investment could signify that the startup intends to move more broadly into payments. Plaid builds APIs to enable customers to access their bank accounts inside applications and helps developers connect to financial services. By having access to a set of tools from Plaid, developers can build into their applications access to bank information and other financial data without the need to have knowledge about connecting to thousands of different banking systems. Plaid has raised more than $310 million since it launched. FSS, Oracle team up for digital payments solution. FSS and Oracle Financial Services have announced a partnership to streamline digital payments for banks. As part of this agreement, FSS will provide integration and hosting services for Oracle's Oracle Banking and Payments solutions. FSS will also extend customized solutions to address the corporate and retail payment needs of the banking industry. The two companies plan to meet the needs of banks with a centralized payments system that supports real-time payment processing and straight-through processing for cross-border transactions. This collaboration will enable banks to execute digital payment strategies using an open retail and corporate payments solution. This will help banks to integrate payment processing, implement regulatory changes, reduce corporate disputes related to payments, and enable swift GPI initiatives for real-time global transactions. Oracle Banking Payments is a payment processing solution that unites disaggregated payment operations in a common shared payments service infrastructure. The solution is comprised of three components: core processing, messaging, and connectivity. Bongo, A tolls to streamline mobile payments for U.S. drivers. Bongo and A tolls have signed a partnership that allows U.S. drivers to place road toll charges on their monthly phone bills. Currently launched with a mobile operator in the U.S., the Tap and Pay service will drive a new source of payment traffic through the Bongo platform. According to the IBTTA, U.S. toll agencies drove over $21 billion in electronic toll revenue in 2018, of which $6 billion came from untagged users, who need to either pay in person, via credit card, direct mail, or over the phone. Tap and Pay is a payment alternative using direct carrier billing. Bongo will apply its Bongo Boost technology to analyze and model behavior, identifying actions to drive growth and payment success. Bongo Boost applies machine learning techniques, which aims to optimize conversion rates in mobile payments, eliminating the frustration of failed payment attempts. Credit card startup Mission Lane raises US$500 million MLN in financing. After separating from LendUp, the credit card startup Mission Lane has secured US$500 million in equity and debt financing. Mission Lane is a purpose-driven credit card startup that leverages advanced technology, data analytics, and machine learning to provide a streamlined customer experience to people who want to build or rebuild their credit. Mission Lane separated from LendUp in December 2018 with the goal of providing credit cards with easier-to-understand terms to consumers whose options are limited because of their lower credit scores. Mission Lane says it has raised a Series A investment of US$200 million in equity from Invis Opportunities, LL Funds LLC, QED Investors, and funds managed by Oaktree Capital Management LP. This capital will be used to scale the company so that it can help more of the estimated 100 million people in the U.S. who have lower credit scores or who have yet to build the credit history necessary to receive a score. The company has also secured a new US$300 million debt facility provided by Goldman Sachs and Oaktree. Tribe Payments secures Visa certification. Tribe Payments, the UK payments platform, has secured certification from Visa as an issuer and acquirer processor across Europe. The certification means that Tribe's customers' banks, challengers, fintechs and acquirers that offer payment services to merchants and consumers can issue Visa cards and acquire Visa payments. These payment service providers can now benefit from access to a payments network accepted online and in-store by 53 million merchants worldwide. Tribe's platform Isaac, which has been built from the ground up as modular and containerized, allows Tribe to facilitate rapid issuer and acquirer integrations with Visa across Europe. Its issuing technology supports both current and legacy payment types including EMV, Magstripe, virtual and contactless card processing across prepaid, debit and credit payment rails. Tribe provides all aspects of payments technology to businesses that serve merchants and consumers using a modular platform. Aussie FinTech 3Pay launches invoice finance operations. Australian FinTech 3Pay has launched operations, connecting businesses to an invoice financing solution designed to support cash flow and prevent small businesses from being placed on hold by their B2B suppliers. Reports in Dynamic Business on Monday, September 16, said 3Pay has officially launched this week as a fintech that pays businesses' suppliers on their behalf on the invoice due date. Businesses can repay 3Pay over 3 months, reports explained, pointing to the fintech's focus on cash flow management as well as avoiding supply chain disruptions. Late payments often lead to a supplier placing that business customer on hold, forcing a business to source from a different and potentially more expensive vendor, sometimes causing delays in production or delivery. Not only do late payments harm cash flow for suppliers, but placing customers on hold can also mean a loss of potential sales, the company said. According to one of the company's founders, who was unnamed by Dynamic Business, he saw firsthand in a former bank position the disruption caused by placing business customers on hold as a result of late invoice payments. Our customers had a business to run and couldn't stop trading, so if they were put on hold by us, they're a supplier, then they had to go to their B supplier to buy goods even if it meant paying more for the goods at B supplier, the founder said, adding that B supplier was charging more, while a supplier was losing sales. Existing financing didn't seem to provide the required piecemeal financing aspects, the ability for a customer to simply email an invoice and have it paid, the founder continued. They can now email their invoice to 3Pay and have it funded on its due date, then repay 3Pay over 3 months, either monthly or weekly. 3Pay also enables vendors to include this invoice financing option at the bottom of their invoices, the company noted. Bolero partners with TradeStream on document validation checks. Bolero International is partnering with TradeStream, the leader in trade document scrutiny using artificial intelligence (AI) to provide a powerful automatic document checking service for both its corporate and bank customers, saving them time and resources as well as mitigating trade finance risks. Users of the Bolero digitization platform will have the option to select TradeStream's powerful data analytics and integrated AI tools to validate transaction documentation against the underlying trade transaction, as well as a vast, evolving library of ICC trade rules. Exporters will be able to pre-check their documents prior to submission to their banks, substantially reducing the likelihood of rejection and fee incurring delays. In the same manner, banks will be able to run automatic discrepancy checks on the millions of trade documents they process, making substantial savings in both time and money. Shishir Vyas, head of partner solutions at TradeStream, said, "Entering into partnership with Bolero is an exciting move for us, as we share a belief in the transformational capacity of digitization. We have been growing rapidly, working with major banks and corporates, and look forward to extending our highly advanced and scalable technology to deliver cost and efficiency gains to Bolero customers." TradeStream's modular technology extracts data intelligently, using AI and optical character recognition. It slashes the time to complete checks on the dozens of documents generated by a single shipment, using a machine learning-based engine to check against the underlying trade transaction with over 250,000 rules permutations. This is a huge advantage for all exporters and banks when trade operations expertise is in short supply and billions of trade documents are in circulation at any time. Mistakes or delays can be very costly. Ankel Tiwari, VP Product Management and Strategy at Bolero, said, "This landmark partnership with TradeStream is another significant development for Bolero and is in line with Bolero's strategic ambition to enable third parties to provide value-added services to the global Bolero client base. No other platform has this level of functionality. Integrating TradeStream's document checking service will be a great advantage for all our corporate and bank customers, helping them to save time and mitigate risk exposure while reducing costs. It's a great set of tools to offer." Fairmoney raises VC to use mobile data for SMB loans. Francis Fairmoney, a small business and consumer micro-lending technology company operating in Nigeria, has announced $11 million in venture capital funding. Fairmoney on Monday, September 16, said its Series A round was led by Flourish, a venture of the Omidyar Group, while DST Global and existing backers Newfund, Speedinvest and List Studio VC also participated. Currently, more than 200,000 customers use Fairmoney to access financing, with the company's algorithm using data from a user's smartphone to underwrite those loans. The company can disperse loan funds to users within 5 minutes, with an average loan value of $33 and a maximum loan amount of $440. "Our vision is to build a holistic financial platform for underserved customers in emerging markets," explained Fairmoney CEO Lauren Haney in a statement. "We want to do that by offering an easy-to-use product to our customers and become a financial one-stop shop for them. We started with credit for small business owners and individuals, and we are expanding our services rapidly. Think digital bank for emerging market consumers." In addition to the Series A funding, Fairmoney also announced a new feature for its mobile app, allowing borrowers to top up their mobile phones to buy data or pay utility bills. The company also plans to introduce additional financial services, including a savings account and digital wallet product. "Mobile fintech is key to addressing financial inclusion for underbanked businesses and individuals, particularly in Africa where smartphone penetration is high." In Nigeria, another digital-only bank, Kuda, announced $1.6 million in pre-seed funding earlier this month, led by Haresh Aswani, Ragnar Maitern and other angel investors. Kuda said it has been granted a standalone banking license from the Nigerian Central Bank, which makes it unique among fintech as its own bank with a digital and mobile-first strategy rather than a fintech using an existing bank to launch a mobile app. Currently in beta testing, Kuda plans to use the fund for new tech and a live launch later this year. Metro Bank pulls back on commercial lending. Following a series of setbacks for UK challenger bank Metro Bank, the financial institution is reportedly looking to reduce its corporate loan exposure and wind down commercial lending operations. The Times on Sunday, September 15, said Metro Bank would no longer charge early termination fees for corporate borrowers that repay their loans ahead of schedule, a move meant to be part of its broader plans to pull away from corporate lending. Metro will look to instead focus on residential property financing as it seeks a new chairman. The market shift follows a year of ups and downs for the financial institution marked by a high-profile accounting error, a valuation plummet and fraud investigations. In February, the Bank of England's Prudential Regulation Authority said it had discovered accounting inconsistencies at Metro Bank more than a year earlier, leading some shareholders and industry experts to call for resignations of top Metro Bank executives. Shares fell nearly 40% following initial reports of the errors related to misclassification of a large portion of the bank's commercial loan portfolio. Only days later, the bank revealed it had been the target of a cyberattack. Then in May, reports emerged that two U.S. law firms had opened investigations into the bank on behalf of investors over concerns of alleged securities fraud. A bank spokesperson at the time described the investigations as commonplace, and emphasized investors' continued support for the bank in the form of a recent $473 million capital raise. Metro was also awarded a portion of the $1 billion in Royal Bank of Scotland funds allocated to boost competition in the UK's small business banking sector. At the time, Metro CEO Craig Donaldson said that the investment would help us bring much-needed competition to the underserved SMB hotspots in the north while investing in our digital capabilities and creating new jobs. Orbcare investor eyes financial mishandling as firm seeks buyer. The would-be chief operating officer of healthcare workflow management startup Orbcare pointed to financial mishandling and lack of oversight behind the company's financial troubles, which have led the firm to seek a buyer while it wavers at the point of bankruptcy, Betakit reported Sunday, September 15. Canada-based Orbcare, which provides cloud-based workflow management solutions for healthcare service providers, along with its subsidiaries Parascribe and Orbcare US, reported owe a combined $1.5 million to creditors, including termination pay for former workers and debt owed to the Canada Revenue Agency, reports said, citing documents filed with the Ontario Superior Court of Justice. Revelations of its financial troubles follow 6 months after Orbcare announced $2 million in seed funding. The investment was led by IGAN Partners, which subsequently provided a $1.2 million loan to the company, and whose partner Olivier Guiner planned to leave the venture capital firm to join Orbcare as its chief operating officer. That plan was put on hold in early May. According to Guiner, once he obtained access to the company's financial records, it became clear that something was amiss. I learned gradually that Orbcare's financial reporting was quite out of date and that no recent monthly or annual statements were available, Guiner said in an affidavit provided to the court. Orbcare did not maintain adequate customer records and did not diligently keep track of customer invoicing and accounts receivable. I learned, for example, that certain entities which I had been told were current customers of Orbcare had in fact never been customers, or ceased to be customers of Orbcare or any of its subsidiaries. He added in his affidavit that Orbcare's finances represented significantly lower revenue than what the company had publicly stated. Orbcare founder Manny Abraham told the publication in a previous interview that the company's bankruptcy came about because the company was mismanaged earlier this year because my attention was not there. Travelex unveils API-led B2B fintech platform Travelex Business. Travelex, a foreign exchange company, has unveiled its new B2B fintech platform, Travelex Business. Travelex Business allows the company's partners, including banks, credit unions, retailers, and digital technology companies, to access a broad range of payments and foreign exchange services in one place. The launch of the Travelex Business platform follows a four-year digital transformation project. Travelex Business leverages the strengths of Finablr's network and capabilities and combines it with a cloud-based, API-led platform. The platform provides a way for customers across mature and emerging markets to move money around the world. From cash management to cross-border payments and retail currency conversion via APIs, Travelex Business addresses a wide range of enterprise and consumer needs with its omnichannel, multi-currency capabilities. For digital technology companies wanting to offer cross-border payments services to their customers, services can be delivered as a white-label offering. Travelex Business builds on Finabler's global capabilities and includes three core product suites underpinned by a developer center, which allows customers to explore Travelex services. Travelex Business Cash is a technology-driven solution that allows end users to receive cash by working with large banks, financial institutions, and retailers. This solution features cash network and cash services, comprising a range of related white-label cash products, from travel money to wholesale banknotes. Travelex Business Pay is a cross-border payment platform serving enterprise customers including financial institutions and digital technology companies. It offers two modules, Pay Banking for banks and other financial services providers, and Pay Direct, which serves consumers and organizations that need to transfer large amounts of money across borders. Both offer a suite of APIs that enable international money transfer for end customers. Travelex Business Cloud is the ideal solution for any business that offers foreign currency services to international customers. It provides a new way for business to financially benefit from international transactions made through mobile apps, e-commerce websites, point-of-sale terminals or ATMs. It includes advanced and flexible multi-currency processing, and dynamic currency conversion, underpinned by a dynamic exchange rate engine. Travelex Business Digital is a developer platform that provides access to Travelex Business APIs so partners can embed capabilities and processes into their products and services. TD give credit cardholders app-based security controls. TD announced today the launch of new card control features on all TD Visa consumer credit cards, including a first-in-Canada ability that gives TD credit cardholders the ability to temporarily block their Canadian credit cards from any in-person international charges through the TD mobile banking app. Card controls can help our customers feel confident that their credit cards won't be misused, while also minimizing the inconvenience of canceling or replacing a card if it's temporarily misplaced, says Katie Boschart, SVP, Canadian Credit Cards, TD. In addition, our new international block feature provides even greater security, giving TD credit card holders the ability to prevent unauthorized access to their card at international, in-person points of sale, providing additional peace of mind. In addition to the new international block capability, TD consumer credit card holders can also take advantage of the card lock feature, allowing them to temporarily block access to their account, eliminating the stress customers may feel when they can't immediately locate their credit card. When the card is locked, cardholders cannot make new purchases or pay using their digital wallet, while pre-authorized payments and pre-authorized charges will still go through. When the card is located, the temporary lock can be easily removed, saving customers the time and inconvenience of reporting their misplaced card as lost or stolen. Card controls are available on all TD Visa consumer credit cards and can be accessed through the TD Canada mobile app, which is ranked number one in customer engagement among retail banking apps in Canada, according to Silicon Valley-based app analytics and market data firm, App Annie, with the largest average smartphone monthly active user base, MAU, the highest average sessions per user and the highest time spent for the past 12 months, As technology continues to evolve and our customers look for digitally enabled experiences, we continually think about how we can help customers live their lives in a more convenient and meaningful way, said Rizwan Kalfin, Chief Digital and Payments Officer, TD Bank Group. Card controls are part of our multi-layered approach to security that puts customers' trust at the center, helping them feel more confident and in control of their banking. In addition to credit card controls, TD offers customers a variety of other fraud prevention tools. TD customers can sign up for TD fraud alerts and receive notification via text if TD detects suspicious account activity. Money management tools like the TD MySpend app provide notifications of account activity in real time, so customers can recognize any unusual transactions quickly. 65% of banks struggle with payment profitability, research. New global survey has revealed that 65% of banks struggle with payment profitability. Ait Group, a global research and advisory company in financial services, has launched a new report, The Payments Transformation Race, Criteria for Success, commissioned by Icon Solutions, an independent payment and specialist technology provider serving global financial institutions. Based on a global survey of senior executives at banks, it reveals that high costs, low margins, and increasingly commoditized business models are eroding payment profits, resulting in some services failing to break even. On the upside, it shows a clear link between payment transformation priority and profit, with those banks committed to investment demonstrating higher margins and more positive returns. To help banks ensure their payment transformation strategies are on the right track, the report also provides a practical scorecard that lets them benchmark their own performance and priorities against key success criteria. 4 out of 5 banks surveyed, 80%, agree that payments are becoming less profitable, with only 18% able to charge what they want for payments. Total cost of ownership, TCO, is increasing as banks invest in new infrastructure to meet external demands for faster payments. Many are seeking to offset this by streamlining back-end systems using cloud and open source to create more responsive and, critically, cost-effective platforms. At the same time, 90% of banks are on the road to low-cost real-time payments, RTP, which will boost demand but erode fee margins even further. Facing a pincer of falling returns and rising costs, banks' payment margins will continue to shrink without a clear payments transformation strategy. Moreover, payments is moving from a profit center to a cost center with more than two-thirds, 65%, reporting that services are operating close to, or below, profitability. Current priorities are driven by fear of losing both customers, 68%, and transaction volumes, 64%. Banks are clearly aware that cutting costs is not enough and that they must also use payments data to deliver more appealing propositions and revenue-boosting value-added services. Yet only 15% have made the switch from transaction-led to data-led revenue models, even though they could leverage mandatory open banking initiatives to generate further data analytics and deliver new customized products to drive new revenue streams. It's evident from the research that those banks with an organizational commitment to transforming payments will be more successful at responding to change. In fact, the research has highlighted that those banks undertaking transformation are strongly correlated with those that are able to charge more and thus drive improved profitability. For many banks, however, undertaking transformation has been slow. Just 10% of banks are in the final stages of payment transformation, while 30% are only just starting their journey. To deliver profitable payments services, it is vital that banks have a single strategy to improve cost and revenue sides of the equation. The report argues that banks should collaborate with partners, not just to facilitate foundational systems but also to create the strategic roadmaps that will guide their long-term payment transformation. Swedish neobank PFC adds new features. Sweden's first neobank PFC releases features for groups and shared finances. The new feature Set Groups from PFC allows users to create groups with friends and family and keep track of and settle shared expenses. Late last year, Sweden's first neobank PFC launched its digital banking services on the Swedish market. The fast-growing neobank is now launching a full feature set called Groups, to help friends and partners who share finances, short and long term. Our users live lives that require the possibility to share finances without high commitment and with low barriers to entry. With our new feature set Groups, friends can share expenses during a trip and couples can share finances on equal and modern terms, says Eli Daniel Karen, founder and CEO of PFC. The new feature Set Groups allows users to create groups with friends and family and keep track of shared expenses. All members in a group can add expenses to the shared group and keep track of total expenses and individual debts. Users can easily settle their debt in the group. No calculations needed, and settling is done with a single click. For couples, groups allow two individuals to maintain financial independence while keeping track of and sharing expenses. Users maintain their individual cards with no need for additional cards, and can easily indicate which purchases they wish to share and which purchases they prefer to keep to themselves. PFC currently offers several features, such as budget, automatic categorization, and top three spending categories. Users can freeze, unfreeze, and order a new card directly in the PFC app and receive a push notification after every purchase that includes the user's current balance. Similarly, PFC enables users to change PIN code and chat with customer service in the app. With no additional fees for purchases and ATM withdrawals abroad, up to 3,000 Swedish kronor per month, PFC also targets travelers. After groups, PFC will launch personalized savings and credit products with transparent pricing. PFC is a payments institution under the supervision of the Swedish Financial Supervisory Authority. PFC employs nearly 40 individuals with extensive technology and product expertise. Lazada partners AsiaCredit to extend financing to underbanked Filipinos through e-commerce. Leading digital consumer finance fintech AsiaCredit announced a strategic partnership that will enhance e-commerce payment options for Lazada Philippines customers. Starting this September, Lazada shoppers can purchase products and apply for monthly payment installments on the Lazada platform through AsiaCredit's eShop Alone. The goal of eShop Alone is to enable the growing middle class in the Philippines to shop and finance consumer goods purchases through installment-based credit. Filipino consumers will now have the option of paying for purchases made via the Lazada online marketplace and Lazmall in fixed monthly installments at a competitive interest rate. Loans range from PHP 4,000 75 United States dollars to as much as PHP 20,000 380 United States dollars over a repayment period of 6 months. eShop Alone finances products within the PHP 5,000 95 United States dollars to PHP 50,000 955 United States dollars price range. Mr. Michael Singh, CEO and co-founder of AsiaCredit, said, "We are thrilled to partner with Lazada to offer consumers affordable, installment-based credit that helps them meet their personal and family's lifestyle needs. Our partnership with Lazada marks the beginning of many exciting and transformative retail partnerships we hope to embark on to improve access to finance for millions of underbanked Filipinos left out of the traditional financial system. It is a privilege to collaborate with companies like AsiaCredit as we work towards a common goal in creating a secure and inclusive digital economy in the Philippines. Besides driving growth in the digital consumer finance landscape, Lazada Philippines is always looking for opportunities to pass on these benefits to our Filipino customers. With this partnership, Lazada customers can now have greater flexibility in a variety of payment options when they shop on the platform," said Ray Alamaring, Chief Executive Officer of Lazada Philippines. AsiaCredit's partnership with e-commerce retailers such as Lazada comes on the back of a surge in e-commerce transactions in the Philippines. E-commerce's market penetration in the Philippines is currently among Southeast Asia's lowest, and is projected to hit 34% average annual 10-year growth. A growing demand for consumption and credit, fueled by the country's growing middle class, prompted AsiaCredit to launch its eShop Alone product in Q2 of this year. Mr. Singh states further that the World Bank considers credit as one of four key enablers to drive financial inclusion. The Philippines remains 2.25x behind in unsecured consumer loans per capita compared to markets like Indonesia and Malaysia. This is a very positive development for our market. eShop Alone is driven by AsiaCredit's proprietary algorithmic credit scoring tool that analyzes smartphone behavioral data and other alternative data sources to determine an applicant's creditworthiness. Via the Para 247 app, applicants upload a selfie and valid ID, answer a short questionnaire, and grant access to their mobile data to determine their eligibility for a loan. The use of predictive smartphone behavioral data to determine creditworthiness eliminates the need for applicants to have an existing bank account, credit card, or any credit history. To utilize the eShop Alone option, Lazada customers can download the AsiaCredit Para 247 app and complete the loan application. Approximately within 4 to 5 hours, customers will receive an approval and a disbursement will be sent to the assigned Lazada e-wallet. Approval timings will differ on a case-by-case basis and customers are required to place a 20% down payment of their selected purchase. Speed finds opportunity in B2B payments beyond accounts payable. Corporate treasurers show increasing interest in real-time and faster payment solutions, the latest research suggests. However, it's not necessarily the ability to pay suppliers in real-time that has companies enticed. Instead, taking a look at the latest solutions to emerge on the market shows various applications for speed in commercial transactions, from faster deposits for small businesses, to virtual cards enabling faster invoice payments for suppliers. Below, PYMNTS examines the latest financial products and solutions for corporates and small businesses with a focus on speed. Chase accelerates SMB bank deposits. JP Morgan Chase announced a collaboration with WePay last week to enable faster deposits for small business joint customers. SMBs using the WePay platform can now see funds deposited into their Chase Bank accounts the same day without extra fees, a feature resulting from JP Morgan's acquisition of WePay in late 2017. Because we are a bank, as well as a payments processor, we can deposit their credit card proceeds the same day, including weekends, at no additional cost, explained WePay CEO Bill Clerico in an interview at the time. Community banks go real-time. State-chartered financial institution Bankers Bank, which focused on providing correspondent banking solutions to community banks, recently announced it would become a funding agent for institutions that want to offer real-time payments via the Clearing House's RTP service. Operating as a funding agent will broaden community banking participation in RTP, Bankers Bank said, adding that it will also build a 24/7 liquidity management solution for RTP transactions within its cash management suite of services. Bankers Bank said it would be collaborating with IT and business consulting services provider CGI to support its process in becoming a funding agent. With community banks playing a prominent role in small business lending and financial services, it's not a stretch to assume community bank partners of Bankers Bank could grow value to their small business clients by offering access to RTP transactions. Treasurers see faster payments benefits. The Association for Financial Professionals' newest report, its 2019 EFP Electronic Payments Survey, underwritten by JP Morgan, found that a majority of corporate treasurers surveyed expect to see benefits from faster and real-time payments, with 60% acknowledging faster payments opportunities. The AFP's report found new lows in corporates' use of checks for B2B payments, with more than one-third saying they aim to remain current with new payments technologies. However, the AFP's survey did not uncover specific opportunities corporate treasurers expect from adopting faster payment solutions, with researchers also warning that check use remains prominent and that while treasurers may be interested in payments innovations like real-time payments, it doesn't necessarily mean they'll adopt them. Although new technology is appealing, treasury and finance professionals tend to stick with what works for them and their vendors, said AFP President and CEO Jim Cates. Fintechs move money to vendors faster. While faster payment rails and infrastructure are one way to accelerate B2B payments, some fintechs and solution providers are exploring how financing options can get money to suppliers more quickly without businesses having to give up their cash right away. This is the business case for commercial card products, which enable companies to pay their invoices with cards and repay their card bills over time. The latest example of this model comes from Yardi, which announced last week the rollout of Yardi Bill Pay. The solution connects property managers with a payment solution to pay their vendors and will integrate MasterCard virtual cards as a payment option. According to the companies, speed is a crucial benefit of such a tool. The Yardi Bill Pay solution, powered by MasterCard's virtual cards, benefits suppliers by providing faster payments and reconciliation tools to ensure a seamless experience for all parties, said MasterCard Senior Vice President, Business Development, U.S., Marie Aloisi in a statement. Yardi Procure to Pay and Energy Vice President Akshay Rao pointed to the ability for suppliers to shorten days sales outstanding with such a tool. Only days later, in Australia, 3Pay launched operations as an invoice financing solution with a specific focus on ensuring that vendors get paid more quickly again, without forcing corporate buyers to give up cash right away. It offers businesses a 3-month repayment plan when 3Pay fronts the bill to pay for outstanding invoices. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.